What's going on, people? I want to welcome all of you to Talk to Q. My name is Quincy, and this is my show. Remember to hit subscribe to help me get to 1,000 subscribers, and please be sure to like, share, and help expose me to other people. You can follow me on social media by searching hashtag T2Q, and you can pretty much find me that way. On tonight's show, we'll talk about guys flying women out and leaving them stranded, police chases that result in the death of innocent citizens, and we'll have our meme of the week. Also, I have open phone lines for those who want to join the discussion. So check the chat room for the link, and I'll post it in just a bit. It should be an interesting show. So everyone get ready and buckle up. Show number 1003, and this is August 16th, 2022.
Hey, what up, Q? What up, Radio World?
All right, let's go to the T2Q virtual phone lines to see who will be joining the mix this evening. From the 732 area code, the Garden State of New Jersey, please welcome on the show enforcer, the show legend, Ray. Ray, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Q? How's everything?
Not much, man. Man, hanging in there, bro. How you making it?
All right.
All right. And I got one more I bring to the mix. He's in the Magnolia State of Mississippi. But welcome back to homie Bailey. Bailey, what's going on?
What's going on, Q? What's going on, Ray?
Hey, what's up, Bailey?
All right, man. Good to be here, man.
All right.
Glad to have you on. And now for those who are in the chat room, there's a link I provided if you want to join. It's open phone lines, virtual phone lines this evening. I was supposed to have a couple of female representatives, but something came up the last moment. They weren't able to make it. So I would love to have a female representative for this discussion this evening. And so we'll go ahead and get started. I don't know if you all have seen the meme or not. There's a guy that, and you never know if this stuff is real or whatever, but it's still something to discuss because it does go on. A man paid to fly a woman into his town. She didn't give him any sex, so he kicked her out and canceled her flight back home. All right. Now, the way people tend to do now, a lot of times you see people who, guys who will fly a woman in that they're interested in, not their girlfriend, just someone they're interested in, fly them into town, eat good, drink good, and then have sex and send them back on a plane. But what happens if she doesn't want to have sex? Now, is all this stuff discussed up front? I'm not sure, to be honest with you. But I mean, I guess we'll start here. Is sex expected when someone flies you out to their location? And Bailey, I'll start with you, man. If a guy spends his money to fly a woman out to his city, his state, is sex just kind of part of the deal?
All right. I guess before I answer that, I believe we should have an understanding. I know it's going to sound crazy, but it's really not. Now, don't get me wrong. If we're not fucking, I'm not going to fly you. And if you're not fucking, you shouldn't go. But because you spend some money, that doesn't, you know what I'm saying, that doesn't automatically means a woman have to give you her body. You know what I'm saying? Y'all should have an understanding at that point. So that's a tough question. Like, on one hand, I think if you come, it does. But on the other hand, it doesn't. You know what I'm saying? She could get there and you could be a whole creep. You know what I'm saying? She don't necessarily owe you nothing, you know what I'm saying? Because your money tried to use money to make up for, you know, being square or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you're lacking or wherever you're lacking. So, it does not necessarily mean obligated to, but I hope women don't put themselves in a position to be in that position, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because on the strength, you do, but you don't, you know what I'm saying? It's your body, you don't have to. But I just wish you wouldn't put yourself in a position, you know what I'm saying, to even accept it. You know?
All right. I see what you're saying.
So it's a kind of sort of maybe, but nah. You know what I'm saying?
And Ray, how do you feel about it, man? If a man flies a woman into his state or into his city, is sex kind of assumed? Is that kind of part of the package deal?
I mean, it should be, but at the same time, a guy has to understand that when he's been finessed. Okay, if you're dealing with a woman that has her own money, why she need you to fly anywhere? So when the woman come in on that needy shit, like I saw the video where the woman talking about she this, she that, and all this. Okay, well, you can't have no attitude if you are a beggar. And a lot of people don't understand that. It's just like if you go see a female, why would you let a woman fly you out? Because now I'm on her call. They flip it now because of all this Me Too and everything else. They trying to flip it now. But anybody knows that if you pay somebody way, things are supposed to go a certain way. It's just like if a woman flew you out, say to California, any one of these states, and you get off from the airport, you go out to dinner with her, but then you say, I got two or three more other girls to go see. You think she going to be cool with that? You see what I'm saying? But if it's on a guy, they saying, oh, well, she doesn't have to sleep with him. She doesn't have to do this. Okay, well, let's examine this. If you have a woman, especially if she's not a virgin, she already been giving it up, and then she didn't took a guy's money. See, that's how people get hurt. But then people say, oh, you're not supposed to do. We're not talking about what you're supposed to do. We're talking about what society and what the expectations are. You know what I'm saying? It's just like if somebody, you sell somebody something online and the price of a plane ticket and you give him absolutely nothing, you just took his $800 or whatever it is for a round trip or for whatever you were supposed to sell him. Now, if he cracked your head open, you understand that you cheated that man, right? Same thing there, but ain't nobody gonna say that. But we gonna say it tonight. Yes, sex should be expected.
All right. And so, Bailey, let me ask you this. Is it tricking for a man to fly someone out with the expectation of sex? Is that essentially Yeah, I mean, they say, you know, it ain't tricking if you got it, but is it tricking?
Man, I used to think it was, Q, but, you know, unfortunately, it is not, man. Listen, a man with money, it's not considered that. Yeah, it's, you know, men with money don't care anything about that. You know, if I got money, you know, the quote bank, it's almost like, man, what you want for that little pussy? I'm saying, how much it cost? You know, so it may be considered tricky. I don't know if it matters in the grand scheme of things. I know I'm saying, hopefully you got a little more, you know, clear about yourself that you got something to offer other than that. But, you know, hey, I know like Eminem would say, man, hey, you're not paying for the sex, man, you're paying for the lead. You know what I'm saying? In that instance. So, you know, to one, it may be tricky. To others, it may not be. You know, I just know that, I guess, like, dude, money is really a convenience, man, more so than anything. So I guess I say all that to say, you know, technically, you know, under the great scale of things, it may be. But, you know, I don't think, you know, a joke of some money.
About. All right. Ray, what do you think, man? Is it tricking for a man to fly a woman out?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, but it all depends on the circumstances. If you're dating a girl, you know she does not have her finances together, you want to see her, and you guys are building on something serious, then yeah, you can pay for her. But if she's not your wife and not your fiance, anything other than that, you're tricking. Now, of course, most guys figure when she get here, man, I'm going to have $500 worth of sex or whatever, and you trade it off. But that's how it goes. And that's how it is. But as society's changing, women only want to change on the part that they feel comfortable changing with. Okay, they get drunk as a skunk on you, and they pay for no liquor, but then you trading it off for sex, and then you say, well, I'm not a prostitute or whatever the case may be. Okay, if you're a guy, you go out and you get drunk or whatever your habit is, smoking weed or whatever, and you got to get it off of women, what are you doing? You are hoeing yourself out to get what you want. That's what it is. But then we'll put all these terms on it. Oh, well, I mean, he can fly me out. I don't really like him like that, but I'll go out and I eat dinner and I'll go to all these nice restaurants and all that. And then, you know, I come back to his place and you want to lay up against him and cuddle and play all these games and everything else after the dude then spent money on you for everything. To me, you shouldn't use people. That's why there's so many of these sites now where these women getting cracked over the head and getting shot and everything else. Not that I advocate that, but there are crazy people in the world. If I had a daughter, I would tell my daughter to pay her own way unless it's her fiance or it's her husband. You know, now if it's your boyfriend, you guys in a serious relationship, then that's something totally different. But you casually dating, you pay your own way. All these young females out here now pay your own way if you're in a casual relationship. Now you can call your own shots. Not, well, I can call my shots either way it goes. No, it don't work like that. Shit, that's like going to the store, trying on new clothes and walking out without paying. You know them police on their way.
Okay. In the chat room, Bridget in Michigan has some issues with what you... Well, she said she has issues with everything you said, Ray. I don't know if it's something more so than the other. But she doesn't agree. Tierra in Mississippi says, gold digger, yes, but it's always a thin line. And she also said, some men buy women with expectations. Money is the key to everything. And for a lot of relationships, yeah, it's like that. It seems like money may be the key to everything for some people. But let me ask you this one final question on the topic, fellas, and we'll switch it up a little bit. And Ray, I'll go back to you. What's the motivation for a man to do this? I mean, is it a flex? Is it, you know, and then what's the motivation for the woman to do it so she can hashtag flued out or have something to talk about to a friend? What's the motivation on either side?
Well, you know, particularly, you know how we do. We like to do a lot of capping. So on the woman's side, she can brag about, I got this dude doing this, doing that. But we only keep score one way. If a guy is not putting the ring on your finger, it really don't mean a whole lot. But women like attention. So they'll tell their friends, and this guy's doing this and make him sound great, make him sound like he's doing so much, but at the same time, okay, if he's so great, he has somebody already. They don't think about that. But, I mean, on the guy's end, he's had so much phone sex and hearing the woman's voice and she's sending pictures through and, you know, and all this stuff that long-distance relationships are built on. And he's so full of adrenaline to the point that he's been hypnotized. All he can think about is what he's been seeing in those pictures. Mm. And a lot of times, the reality doesn't live up to the images that you've been seeing. So he'll spend money because he's thinking that's the key to everything. But once you start off that way, that's how you got to finish. But most guys don't finish because once they get what they want, they start really acting like who they are. And then the woman is stuck with another guy under their belt. And then they don't want to count that body because, oh, it was a quick fling. Oh, it was this. Oh, it was that. No, it shouldn't be like that. You know, mm-hmm. Have some respect for yourself and pay your own way in the first place.
All right. And Tierra, Mississippi said, that is true, Ray. Women love the show. Ray, you are speaking the truth. And Bailey, what's your take on it, man? What's the motivation for a man to fly a woman out? And what's the motivation for a woman to be flued out?
Okay. First off, flowing up, being, well, flying somebody out, you know, that ain't little boy stuff. That's big boy, you know, stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you're doing what men should do. You know what I'm saying? As a man, it's my, you know what I'm saying, it's my job to be able to create a, you know what I'm saying, a player atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? That's It's my job. You know what I'm saying? To set a tone. You know what I'm saying? Hey, let's get something to eat. Let's go catch a comedian or something. Let's get out on the town. Let's, you know, pull up. It's, you know, that's big boy stuff. So if you're tripping about money, you shouldn't be doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like if Hulk coming out there and not, you know, cutting up is a, you know what I'm saying, is a thing, not having your way, you shouldn't be doing that, man. That's big boy stuff. You know what I'm saying? So if money is an issue, you shouldn't be doing that. But I just think as men, that's what you should do. You know what I'm saying? Now she ain't entitled to do. Now you can't make no person do anything, man. It's all kind of laws. You know, that's where you gotta have some going for yourself besides some money. You know what I'm saying? So you're not being taken advantage of. You know what I'm saying? But then again, if you are, you gotta take the good with the bad that come with it, you know?
Yeah.
It come with it, you know. So the incentives, you know, it's a flex, like Ray say, and it's a big boy status, you know what I mean? And you know, she gone. Free, you know, you back to your normal life. You free to do that again with somebody else. You free to do that again with, you know what I'm saying, with somebody else. So, it's big boy status. On the other hand, for a woman, shit, if you at home, got kids, you stressed out, you paying bills, shit, you tired. Hell yeah, you on a trip. Yeah, you want to go eat some crab legs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you want to get fucked good, you know, and stay in nice hotels. But if, like I said, it's a big thing for doing it, you're going to do it. You can't be frying folks out on Spirit. You can't be staying in motels. You know what I'm saying? If you don't do what you got to do it, man. You got to do it. You know what I'm saying? So the incentive is on both ends. You know, have you some fun.
Okay.
So,
all right. Yeah. Your phone's kind of breaking up a little bit. And, but Batman chimed in from Arkansas. He said, I used to work at the airline, so I know. So Batman saying it. And before we switch off, let me get this gentleman's take on it.
What up, Radio World?
From the 601 area code in the Magnolia State of Mississippi, please welcome on the original show legend, the Minister of Sexual Affairs, Eminem. What's shaking, man?
Hey, what up, Q? What up, Radio World?
Eminem, what's going on, my man?
Oh, man. Leaving practice, man. Leaving kids, picking up kids, all that stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, Eminem, let me ask your take on this before we go to the next topic. Just your opinion, man. What's the motivation for a man who is trying to date a woman? They're not in a relationship, casual dating or whatever it may be, for him to fly her to his state, you know, in order to kick it? You know, what's the motivation for a man to do that? And what's the motivation for a woman to accept the invite?
Well, I mean, the number one, first and foremost, hopefully the cat can really afford to just blow money like that, you know. But if I was to put a motivation on it, a lot of it is just, you know, just ego and stuff, like, you know, just bragging rights, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times, you see it a lot with rappers, and a lot of times we see it with, you know, with top-end sports athletes, where it's more like the chick think it's like, oh, she all that, but it ain't about that. It's just that, you know, the cat just doing it, say, do it, almost equivalent of a joker going in a club and buying the bar. I mean, he don't really care about nobody at the bar. It's just something to say, this is something I did because I got it like that. That's pretty much the motivation, you know what I'm saying? Now, as far as the woman accepting it, well, I mean, pretty much, you know, they're going to accept it if they can get it with ease, you know what I'm saying? And all they got to do is spread them. Well, I mean, and they doing that anyway. So if you take somebody that's doing something anyway, and it comes with a flight and a 5-star resort, I mean, that's almost a no-brainer on that one. You know, now if it was something different, you know, kind of like a thin line between love and hate. Now, if it's like that, okay, well, maybe the dude going above and beyond just to try to see if he can crack the Da Vinci code. But other than that, nah, man, it's pretty much an ego thing. Just something on the bucket list for the people who got it like that. You know what I'm saying?
All right. And I don't I understand it, but I just don't quite jive with the motivation behind it, to be honest with you. It's just things are just different nowadays. I'm from a generation where when you look at celebrities like Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, and you used to always hear about them going out and they never paid for anything, you know, because they were Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods. But now it's like people can be celebrities and they pay for everything. And I don't quite get the lie. But to the ladies out there, be careful. You fly into a guy's town, like Ray said, and don't give him what he wants. He goes upside your head and you out there by yourself. It can be dangerous. So, I mean, just be careful for people who want to go that route. Guys, be careful when you flying these women out. And like Bailey said, sometimes you got to take an L. If for whatever reason she don't feel like doing it, and, you know, you just got to understand you just lost out on your money or whatever. You can't get upset with her and try to strand her and all that stuff. At least not, in my opinion, I don't think you can. But, all right, we'll move on. And we discussed this on a previous show in 2020, but I want to rehash your discussion. In the past 6 weeks or so here in the Jackson, Mississippi metro area, there have been two people who have been killed as a result of police chases. Now, it's the same police department that was chasing the people, but they were killed in two different cities in the metro area. The police got into high-speed chases with suspects, and both suspects ran into innocent people and killed them. A male man was killed about a month ago, and this weekend, a guy on a motorcycle was killed at an intersection. So I guess my first question, and Bailey, I'll start with you on this. Are high-speed police chases necessary?
I guess it depends on the crime. And can you hear me? I know I had some issues earlier.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Man, it depends on the crime. Man, if you're chasing somebody on the interstate for shoplifting, man. You know, let that go. Let's don't get insurance or whatever. But, you know, if it's a violent crime, then, you know, discretion is going to have to come into play. You know, it's a way to do everything. If somebody's going from city to city, county to county, y'all pass the buck. You know what I'm saying? There's law enforcement agencies that work together. You got ATF, you got sheriff's departments, you got, you know, city police. You know, you get on your radios, y'all work together, you block traffic off or something and make it happen, you know, peacefully. But these wild chases through traffic, man, and that's taking lives, you know, you have to use your discretion. I hadn't seen one crash yet because they were chasing a murder suspect or a mass shooter. You know, it's, we talking about, you know, petty crimes, man, drug offenses and things, man. No, it's not worth, you know, somebody innocent losing their life for those petty charges, man.
Okay. Yeah, I remember there was an incident in Pearl, Mississippi, if I'm not mistaken, a few years ago, someone got killed when they were chasing a shoplifter.
It's crazy.
From Walmart.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And shout out to Ryan Phillips in Jackson. He said, off the subject, bro, but you got the coolest beard ever. I appreciate that, man.
Right on.
And
yeah, next to Lovie Smith.
Yeah, that dude, man. He rocking one for real. And Eminem, what do you think, man? You were on the show that I had with Lamar Gordon back in 2020 about police pursuit.
With me, it's real simple, man. It's like, you know, like I say, that guy that got killed with the mail, he actually done delivered my mail before, I think, because it's not too far from where I stay. But the thing about it, you don't want to see nobody get killed, but you definitely don't want to see people who ain't got nothing to do with anything get killed. And my thing is, it's like this. It's nothing wrong with having a stance on crime. But, I mean, you got to use common sense. I wish Buck was on here because he loved to use the word common sense. The thing is, this is fines, shoplifting, and stuff like that. And even if it was a murder, if it's something that is going to endanger, you know, somebody's life, I mean, if it's something like your ball day or Lord forbid, some type of fool trying to pull a new 9/11, okay, that's understandable. But, you know, having casualties over shit that was going to be nothing more than a $250 fine at the most. And then this ain't the 60s. Man, it's like, it's cameras on every corner here. Then you got like drones and stuff. It's just like, it's no way for somebody not to be identified. You know what I'm saying? And then, like Bailey was saying, you got, you know, you got these global things that go out where different law enforcement agents, you know, got these BOLOs. Be on the lookout for, you know, white car heading westbound to Jackson. I mean, it's no excuse to do all this, you know. There's nothing wrong with putting your foot down on crime, but it has to be a crime. I mean, it's like, because how can you help the public if you're going to end up killing the public? You know what I'm saying? So, and it's easy for people to say, well, we don't tolerate this, but guess what? If that was either one of them cops, dad or mom, or Lord forbid their kids got killed, so they would have a whole different take on it, especially if it was the other way around. If somebody from Jackson was chasing somebody into some of these other areas and an innocent person got killed, man, that should be damn near World War III.
And Ray, let me ask you this, man. Who's at fault? Does the suspect get 100% of the blame if there is a police chase and they end up running into someone innocent and killing them? Or do the police get 50% of the blame for chasing the suspect?
No, I think if you're the suspect, you get 100% of the blame. I mean, I understand what everybody's saying as far as, you know, endangering the public. But when you decide you want to take off and start running, you already endangering the public. Now, if the police officer had killed somebody, that would be one thing. But the I believe in both cases, the suspect killed the mailman and the motorcyclist the other day.
Yeah.
Now did they put him? Did they put him on the news? Yeah, I saw him, so I know they did. So my thing is this: if you are a suspect and you break out and you start running because you got a warrant or you got a speeding ticket or you don't have license or whatever the case may be, you take what comes along with that. You can't let people break the law because they know you're not going to chase them. That's just going to make crime go up worse. You know, it's unfortunate. You have two loss of lives. It's too many lives. But at the same time, you got to hold order too. You can't have people time they do something. All they know they got to do is run a couple of red lights and you got to let them go. I mean, do you think people going to stop and chill out on crime if that's all they got to do? So I would say the suspect, being as that he was the one to kill someone, he going to have to wear that charge. It wouldn't be vehicular homicide. It would be murder because he made a conscious decision to push that pedal down and keep going. So,
all right, that's an interesting perspective. I get that. And it's kind of tough for me because, like, on the one hand, yeah, the suspect running is kind of the catalyst for everything. But it's like, on the other hand, it just seemed like maybe there should be a better way. Because my thing is, to me, a police chase is almost like a dog chasing a car. What are you going to do when you catch up to the car? You know, because you still have to, you either have to wreck the car or the person has to pull over. So usually the only way a police chase can end is with a wreck. So it seems like, you know, it's going to be something bad. You just hope that no one innocent gets caught up. But by the same token, like Ray said, if you don't chase them at all, then everybody's going to run. It's kind of like you have some of these stores. I don't know if it's Walmart or Target. Somebody has a no chase policy on shoplifters. So all therefore, the I said, what now?
All the malls have it, you know, like trace it from the mail.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So it's like once you make it to the door, you're home free. And so if you know no one's going to chase you. So, but I just wish that there was a easier way. Cause like Eminem said, there's plenty of technology that's not even being used, to do these things. And
I'll give you one quick example, Q. I didn't mean to cut you off, but like, just like, we don't have one in the metro area, but just like in Dallas area and some of these other places, they have these things where it's like if you run through their toll, they got your tag. They'll send you the bill later on. I'm just saying, for misdemeanors, you still can get yours. You're not getting away scot-free. Now, like I say, if you're the duck or the kid or something, that's different. You got to handle that. But to somebody have to, you know, bury a family member And at the end of the day, is basically that's what it's over, man. That's a hard funeral to go to. And technically, yeah, it was the suspect that did it.
This is the question now.
There's a protocol for cops to handle. Just like, look how many people do crazy stuff and at public parks and stuff. The cops are trained not to just open up and gun the dude down and just be like, well, we're going to get him regardless. No, you got different ways to catch somebody. You don't have to do it right then that day, especially for a misdemeanor.
Yeah, because I was going to say it's almost like shooting it into a crowd, you know. I mean, yeah, you're trying to get the suspect, but you run the risk of hitting someone in the crowd. But I can see it from both ways, but I just wish they do a better job of using technology. I'm not saying don't chase, but it has to be a better way. For those of you who are over 45 years old, you may know this reference, but even Roscoe and Enos and the Dukes of Hazzard set up roadblocks, and it wasn't but two of them.
but Hovind, you will say they went on a lot of high speed chases. Cause I mean, I watched every episode. It was.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah. Dirt roads are a lot different than in the city. But
no, but
I the people who run are the catalyst, and you always got to look at who starts the problem when you talk about anything. And so they're definitely the ones that start the problem.
But honestly, let me ask you a question.
That's two-sided, Q. On one hand, they the catalyst criminally when you're talking about putting the charge on somebody. But from a civil side, you setting your city and your state up to be sued from a monetary standpoint.
You shouldn't be able to sue the police department for that.
Yeah, it's going to fall on the city. The police, the
now, if the police run into somebody, then you should be able to sue the police.
Either way, on the civil side, it's going to fall on the city or the state when that results in a deal. Because you can't sue the nigga that's fleeing. You know, he ain't got nothing. You know, he in jail.
I hear all this about cameras and everything else. But if the guy's in the stolen car or the car does not have plates, okay, we talking about somebody that's breaking the law. And if they want to break the law, they gonna keep nothing stops them from breaking the law.
Right.
And
right.
Who's to say if you do not chase the car, who's to say that the guy's gonna speed off and he go 200 yards and see you not chasing him, he gonna slow down to the regular speed limit. You believe that? Or is he gonna haul ass till you get to where he's going no matter what?
Oh no.
Yeah, he ain't gonna hardly slow down.
Exactly. That's what
But it's like saying. The only problem I guess a lot of cops run into sometimes when you pull someone over because something's wrong with the plates, or maybe it was just a roadblock and they don't have their license or whatever the reason. A lot of times you don't know why they're running, because it's different if you catch someone coming out of Walmart shoplifting or something like that, then you know that's a shoplifter and you probably shouldn't kill anybody trying to chase them.
But I know I ain't mean to cut you off, but I know a lot of police departments have different things they do, but pretty much all of them have one governing body. And I was actually on the foreman on the grand jury for about 6 months in 2020. And we had some cases like that. And the ones that made it to trial, as far as like kind of what you're talking about suing the city and stuff like that, was as soon as lawyer determined.
Kind of break it up on me, Eminem.
Okay. I'm outside walking. As soon as that lawyer determined that there was a protocol in place, then pretty much the case is almost guaranteed that it's going to go to the plaintiff. If they see where it's written that this is what you do in this case, this is what you do in this case, then a good lawyer eat that shit up.
Okay.
Now, what I'm saying, if it's written down, I know it's different for different places, but if it's written down that, you know, kind of like the Cole Adam, for a missing child, you know, they got a protocol for whatever the situation is. But somebody, you know, because I know nobody didn't get killed, but I know in Richland, it was some years back, somebody stole like some chips or something. They chased them all and they end up in Battlefield Park and they wrecked and tore up a bunch of shit, tore up the gate and all that stuff. But I'm saying like they lost that suit that went against them because that was not their protocol. The city of Richland was sued because that was not their protocol, including the mayor. The mayor was even against it, even though they don't tolerate crime. They talk all that shit, but it's still certain things you do. It's just like teaching. It's just like you have like different districts are different, but what level you handle a fight with and what level you handle a certain threat is totally different than, hey, man, I can't get, you know, Sally to stop talking or put a cell phone up. Everything is different. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
But, yeah. Is the thought process that the police are held to a higher standard or people just want things to be different?
You are held to a higher standard when you have a protocol, just like on your job, just like on our jobs. Yeah, all of us got different types of jobs, but it's certain things. Like, I don't work around hazard materials, but just say I don't work on jobs that did. It's like you can't put cooking oil in no damn drain. I'm just saying it's the same thing. It's like it ain't the standard, because I see what you're saying. Like, a human is a human. I understand that, but the cop is a job. It's just it's certain things you do, and if your superiors train you to handle stuff a certain way, and you say, man, fuck that, I'm going to catch this motherfucker, and somebody end up getting killed, you're still in the wrong. That's all I'm saying. They're going to lose the suit. It happens all the time.
If it's against protocol, of course he's going to be wrong. But
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Each city, it runs different. But in Jackson, it's against protocol.
But because Pearl is wide open. Pearl is has a count.
Right. Right, yeah.
The suspect is going to face the criminal charges, but civilly, it's going to be up to that that jurisdiction. They're going to face those charges because, you know, the victim family.
They don't have too many lawsuits. So only lawsuit in question is the postman. Then the motorcyclist doesn't have a case, according to what y'all telling me about what protocol is in Pearl.
Probably not. He probably doesn't.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question.
Anybody can be sued civilly. So right. I didn't really follow it, because I know when the lady got killed in Flowood.
They can sue.
You know, anybody can get sued.
Yeah, they can sue. I don't know if they'll win, but they can sue.
Yeah, exactly. If you suing and ain't winning, it don't matter no way. This is what I'm asking. So in other words, particularly in Mississippi, because see, we don't have a self-defense law in New Jersey. So, in other words, if somebody rob you of breaking in your house or doing something to your family, but he's out in your yard and you shoot him in your yard, that's pretty much legal in Mississippi. Now, in other states, it's not. Now, you tell me, should you be able to gun him down if he's on your lawn and he's no longer in your house? Or should you call the police and let the police chase him down?
You ought to be able to shoot somebody in where they messing with you.
Yeah, but the thing about it is,
if his back is turned to you, you cannot shoot him in New Jersey.
Man. If his back is turned to you, that ain't self-defense no more, no matter where you at.
But he's in your house.
Man, his back turned.
I don't care if he beat the shit out your wife and your kids. If he's in your house and he turned his back to you, you cannot shoot him.
Well, we just had to take our chance. He got to go. we take our chance.
At that point, you got to let the court sort that out.
Yeah, but I ain't going to play with you. You know, you end up being 4-5 and shit, man. You got to go, champ.
All right, let me move on to this last topic, and you all can address that in your final thoughts. You're ready to do this so we can wrap it up. And got the meme of the week. So let me go ahead and put that on you. Young lady in Bogachilla, Mississippi, very small town in Mississippi. She says, so my grandmother's funeral is on my wedding day, and I am 38 hot. All right. Unfortunately, the grandmother died, and they decided to have the funeral on the same day as her wedding. So really quick, does the bride have a right to be upset? And Bailey, I'll start with you.
Man, let me tell you something, man. And I don't mean no harm to none of your viewers out there, anybody that's listening. But, man, God forbid something ever happened to my beloved Mid-Jonita. Man, fuck a wig. Hey, Grandma, she tripping. Grandma come first, man.
Nah.
Yeah, she tripping. I don't care what nobody say. Hey, listen, Q, can you see me? Grandma come first.
And, Ray, what you got, man? What do you think? Does the bride have a right to be upset?
Of course. I mean, we all love our grandparents. I love all my grandparents when they were living. But at the same time, this is what I say, and I put this solely on whoever making the plans. If this girl already got her wedding planned out, you can't move it a day after or a day before or something like that. to me, yes, if I was her, I would be upset because she already had her day already planned. Now you want to make her day have to either be canceled or be stuck with the memory of that's where they buried your her grandmother. Whoever planned it on the same day should be shaming themselves.
All right.
Yo, family should have to pick sides. Ain't nobody choosing the grandfather.
Like I say, I totally agree with my cousin on that one because, number one, the wedding was already set. And you can make arrangements for a funeral. I mean, like, for somebody to sit up here and get invitations and all this stuff and then basically deliberately say, okay, we're going to put the funeral drawn down. What was the situation? Was it one of them things like, was this an outside kid and she really didn't have a lot of say and people didn't really consider her thoughts or what? Or was this like, I mean, I ain't going to say it made the feeling no different, but I'm saying
I have
like,
no idea.
Because this, man, that's hard to imagine somebody going to know a wedding and then, because one thing about a funeral, you have an option. You always have an option. And this ain't like the 1800s where it's like, man, if you don't hear them getting them in the ground, you're going to have buzzers everywhere. I mean, it ain't like that. So, you know, so you definitely got a option to pick, you know. So that's crazy, man. That's crazy and unfortunate. But I agree with Ray on that one. I mean, you know, it's already set. And you easily can have it either after, before, the next week, whatever. I mean,
and then
it ain't that serious, you know.
it's a win-win situation actually because
yeah, everybody
coming out of town for the wedding can stay for the wedding and then have a funeral the next day or whatever it is or over the same weekend or whatever the case may be. But to put it on the exact same day, nah, that's foul. Whoever did that.
That's tough.
Grandma's not mentioned on some family, man.
But in order for her to be upset, she got to know the same people that are going to go to both events. So that means she has to have a close connection.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think whoever planned the funeral had to know about her wedding.
Funeral going to be not the funeral, depending on when they die. Funeral ain't that Saturday. It's the next Saturday. Man, we know how it go, man. You know, we know, come on, man. We ain't the mother folks, man. We, you know how it is, man. If it depends on when they die, if they die this Wednesday, they ain't gonna be this Saturday. They gonna be the next Saturday, man. And we talking about thanks y'all for family, man. You know.
I don't know. That's a tough situation to be in right there. But it is true. The wedding is already in stone. By that point, and a funeral can be
between Big Mommy and you, man. Don't make us pick between Big Mommy and you, man. You're gonna lose, man.
All right. So we'll go ahead and get ready to wrap things up. I appreciate you all hanging out with me. We'll go ahead and get to the final thoughts. You joined the show late. We talked about the whole phenomenon of being flued out. We talked about police chases that result in fatalities. Are they necessary? And we got into our meme of the week where a poor bride had her grandmother's funeral scheduled on the same day as her wedding. And she was upset about it. So we'll go ahead and get to our final thoughts, wrap them up real quick. And Ray, I'll start with you, man.
Yeah, I believe that if a woman accepts a plane ticket from a guy, I think she should expect expectations to come with that. If not, she should state from the very beginning that I would accept your trip, but I'd rather pay for it on my own so there are no expectations between me and you. If we have great chemistry in person and things go that way, then they go that way. But I don't want to feel like I owe you something because I took something from you. But if a woman knowingly takes something from a guy and then she tries to play him like she don't know what she's out there for and she's not in eighth grade, you guys are grown people. She knows what's going on, so she's trying to play you. And I don't think that's a safe thing to do if you're a woman in this day and age. If you're a woman in this day and age, it's not your fiance, it's not your husband, you should not accept expensive gifts from a guy. Now, if your boyfriend, y'all been dating 2 or 3 years or something, that's something totally different. But other than that, and you meeting people online and stuff like that, you should not accept expensive gifts because things, expectations come with that. Now, as far as the high-speed chase goes, I mean, it's dangerous. It's dangerous with the criminals. It's dangerous with the high-speed chase. But I think you in more danger when you have more criminals on the street. I think if a guy commits a crime, I already think that once he see the cop car, he's going to be at a high rate of speed, whether the cop follows him or not. And if the cop didn't run over the person and kill the person, I don't think the police should be blamed for that, because if he hadn't hit the person, he would have stopped in the first place, like an adult that is driving should have done, none of this would have happened. So that's kind of the way I see it. And as far as the wedding goes, I said that they should have considered the young lady's feelings, being as that she planned the wedding. And I know if her grandmother was like any of our grandmothers, they wouldn't have wanted it to be any other way. They wouldn't have wanted their granddaughter's day to be spoiled by having a funeral on the same day. So I think that that would be foul if somebody were to do that. But other than that, it was some great topics, some great show. Everybody have a good night.
All right. I appreciate you, man. And Bailey, what you got?
Man, I run through them real quick, man. It was a good show. Loved all the topics. As far as flying the girls out, man, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that's a big boy thing, man, you know. And I say this, man, so nobody won't feel no type of way about it. If you ain't already fucking, you shouldn't be doing it. You know what I'm saying? If your heart gonna be broke because do good it came out here and she ain't get down, hey, you gotta take your leap. You know what I'm saying? So your money don't necessarily mean, you know, she got to do anything. So you need to be up on your square and get an understanding. You know what I'm saying? Don't be sitting around pouting because you know what I'm saying, you were square and you thought spending some money was gonna make her cut up. You know what I'm saying? You can't replace character, you know what I'm saying, with no money. But I don't think nothing wrong with it. I think there's big boy status once you get to that point. And I take my hat off to you. As far as the car chaser, man, them folks wrong, man. Yeah, they fall on. I think that definitely does fall on police from a civil standpoint. You know what I'm saying? You initiated that. That is on you. You know what I'm saying? You had training. Like Eminem say, hey, certain protocols you follow. And yeah, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? Shame on you. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't did nothing violent, sir, or nothing morally wrong, like raping nobody or kidnapping, I hope you get away. Keep running.
That's the problem now, Bailey. That's the too many of us thinking like that.
Yeah, get away, man. Hey, get them. Fuck them, man. And as far as the funerals and the grandma thing, hey, I stand on that side of that. You know, grandma's gonna make y'all some family, man. You know, hopefully it wasn't intentional, it wasn't malicious. If it's just one of those things, man, you gotta take your lick. That's grandma. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm not all right, man, out tonight. I don't think nobody gonna agree, but hey, you know, that's how I see it, too.
All right, man. I appreciate you coming on.
Yes, sir.
And Eminem, shut it down for me.
Oh man, great show, man. Late getting on, but glad I could squeeze in some time. I'm busy like a mother, but yeah, man. As far as flying chicks out and stuff like that, man, it's like, listen. If you got it like that, you got it like that. But why you got it like that? Why you have to do it like that? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? This is like, you know, it's all about. See, one thing about it, if this ain't your honeymoon or your significant other, it's like, man, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Even if you got it, that's tricky. You see what I'm saying? If you ain't already banging or something like that, you just bringing some female company. But if you really play, you'll fly out somewhere and rack up when you get there. That's how I would do it. You see what I'm saying? Instead of bringing the same old tide holes with me, I'm going to get some new. But to each his own. You know what I'm saying? That's why with 1313 pass, you ain't got to do all that. You know what I'm saying? What? A few dollars is way, way cheaper than a flight and all that stuff like that. That's what it's all about. You know, a guy down on his luck in between cat or something like that, and he trying to impress him. You ain't got to do all that shit, man. Go around the corner. Come out your water a little bit, you good. You know what I'm saying? Past 13:13 all day. All right. But I should have did that topic last, matter of fact. But as far as the $10. But I hate to follow up about the damn police chase, but man, like, you know, I think with Pearl, I think the mayor said somebody should discretion of the officer. It, you know, each individual, you know, they do what they do or whatever. But just me personally, it don't matter where I was at, I have to sleep at night. And then to see somebody's kid not having a father or not having a mother and all this, and it's like, and all I did was, you know, shit, did something that somebody was just going to be fine about, you know, I mean, I couldn't sleep behind that. That's just me personally. So, you know, whatever happens, if there's any way possible, this is just my plea as a citizen, especially here. If it's any way possible to prevent somebody's life to be lost that ain't got shit to do with it, if there's a way around it, please use that. And that's, you know, that's pretty much all I'm going to say on that one. And as far as like the funeral stuff, you know, like what me and my cousin both say, you know what I'm saying? The wedding's already planned. You know, it's, you know, you shouldn't make somebody choose between your grandma, that the saddest day of your life, or one of the saddest day of your life, versus one of the happiest, especially for the, you know, the bride or whatever. But I mean, you know, that's, it's so much easier just to schedule that funeral either before or after and be done with it, you know. But flying motherfuckers out, man, nah, man, you ain't got to do all that. Like I said, all that's just, you know, you got money, you do what you want to with it, but nah, man, you ain't got to do that. That's okay. That junk, them damn, some of them guys from United Arab Emirates been doing in Saudis and shit, flying hoes in and shitting on them and all this crazy stuff like that. But I'm just like, you know, but nah, man, you know, you got it there, bro. You ain't got to spend out like that. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Eminem. All right, man. And I probably appreciate you coming on. Robin, show legend Robin chimed in from Cali. She said, to answer the question, ladies, go nowhere that you can't personally afford. And first time, have him come to you. All right. So she said, instead of getting flued in, then make him do the flying. But all right, fellas, I appreciate your time. And I'll go ahead and wrap this up. And we're going to do this again. This is the season 12 finale. So the show will be back in probably 4 weeks. But keep in mind, you also have an opportunity to check out the Very Unsportsmanlike podcast, which debuts on August the 30th. If you're into sports, it's the podcast for you. Uncensored, uncut. It's kind of something we've been doing for a while, just never really promoted it. So check out the Unsportsmanlike podcast. You can go to podpage.com/15yards or go to YouTube and search for the Very Unsportsmanlike podcast. But if you're not into sports, you can also follow me. Search hashtag talk to Q. Get more information about me online. Follow me on social media. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show. And you can check out the show calendar on talktoq.com to figure out the next time I'm going to be on the air. It's going to be about 4 Tuesdays from now. So you all enjoy the rest of your week. You've been watching Talk to Q. Peace out.